With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump has been talking with House Republicans on how to maintain their majority in 2026. Greg Clugston reports.
Speaking at the annual GOP House retreat, the president said health care should be a winning issue for Republicans. He said congressional candidates need to remind voters that his administration has lowered prescription drug prices.
We should win the elections on just that thing if we did nothing else.
And he wants to bypass insurance companies.
Let the money go directly to the people where they can buy their own health care.
He also said if Republicans lose the midterms, Democrats will impeach him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance touting positive impacts of the administration's economic policies as 2026 begins, with a view toward a midterm congressional election in November. Speaking on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network, Vance points to the latest GDP report showing the economy is right on track.
Q4 GDP growth was 4.3%. That blew away economists' expectations. So many people predicted runaway inflation because of the president's economic policies. They have been proven wrong. Inflation is lower than it was when we took office, and certainly lower than it was during the height of the Biden inflation.
Well, President Trump says Democrats should appreciate the mission to capture Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro.
You know, at some point they should say, you know, you did a great job. Thank you. Congratulations. Wouldn't it be good? I would say that if they did a good job. Their philosophies are so different. But if they did a good job, I'd be happy for the country. They've been after this guy for years and years and years.
A teacher union in Texas suing the state's education department, accusing it of improperly investigating teachers over social media comments about the murder of Charlie Kirk. This is SRN News. Well, two more hospitals get out of the transgender business.
Under threat of an investigation by the Trump administration, both Children's Hospital Colorado and Denver Health have announced that they will no longer give children puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Neither facility had been performing sex change operations. With President Trump vowing to prevent taxpayers from footing the bill for life-changing surgeries on kids, a growing number of hospitals are quitting the practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Next week, the Supreme Court will hear a case over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students can join. Justices will review lower court rulings that overturn laws in West Virginia and Idaho that bars males from competing against females in school sports. The fight over this issue is a national one playing out at both the state and federal levels. This is SRN News. Gasoline prices in America this year could be the lowest since 2020. Bill Alexander reports.
That's according to a new analysis by Gas Buddy. The average price of gas around the United States this year is expected to dip to $2.97 per gallon, down 13 cents from 2025. Gas Buddy is citing strong refinery output, lower oil prices, robust crude production, and softer seasonal demand as the main reasons behind this decline.
Broad gains led by technology stocks pushing Wall Street to more records. S&P 500 set another all-time high Tuesday. The gains mirror much of the action from the previous year, when big technology stocks often drove the market to a series of records. S&P 500 climbed 0.6%, driven by more gains from Microsoft and Amazon. Dow Jones Industrial added 1% on the day. More details, srnnews.com.